Art Pope has announced he's stepping down as the state's budget director. For years, Pope has been at the epicenter of North Carolina government. The prominent and controversial Raleigh businessman served in the legislature before launching several charitable organizations and think tanks centered on libertarian values. Pat McCrory announced Pope will return to the private sector and be succeeded by North Carolina Banking Commission member Lee Roberts. WUNC's Rima Crace has more from our Capitol Bureau.
In 2012, when Art Pope was asked if he would serve as the state's budget director, Pope responded with a question.
Are you sure?
At the time, Pope was busy running Variety Wholesalers, a retail empire built by his father.
So it was some consideration about the time conflict then. It was whether or not the governor wanted me to serve. We really didn't know each other on a personal basis until the transition started.
But it didn't take long for them to get to know each other and for Art Pope to settle into the position. Pope has long been a strong force for conservative causes in North Carolina. As a wealthy donor and former legislator, he's influenced politics from both within and outside the government, offering his vision and financial support. During his tenure as state budget director, he shepherded two budgets, including the one passed by the legislature just last week.
I think the great success Governor McCrory has had with the state budget is funding the core services in our state government, including getting back to repairs and renovations and operations, the increased funding for education and teacher pay, and at the same time having tax reform that made our taxes more simpler, more fair, easier to understand.
Many liberal and progressive groups have used Pope as a sort of lightning rod. He's been widely credited as one of the people who helped usher the Republicans into power when the party gained control of the House and Senate in 2010. Last year, protesters with the Moral Monday movement picketed Pope's family-owned stores to protest his support of what they consider extreme and regressive public policy. But at a news conference where Pope announced his resignation, Governor Pat McCrory dismissed those critics.
I'm convinced if his last name was that of probably more liberal business people in this state, like McCall or Bowles or Goodman, who I all respect, he would be praised publicly, and you would read about him much more in positive ways in the newspaper.
Governor McCrory praised Pope's public service and leadership, saying that he was the voice of moderation and conservative common sense on issues.
He did everything I asked of him during that first year. He found things that none of us in our cabinet or in my administration would have found, including monies that were transferred and budgets that were hidden and people that did and did not exist on the payrolls.
At one point, McCrory got teary-eyed as he explained Pope's dedication to crafting a state budget. But Democratic Representative Larry Hall interpreted those tears differently. The lawmaker from Durham has been a loud critic of Pope and his policies.
No, I think they were crying because they were looking at the budget projections for next year and understanding the pain that North Carolina citizens are going to feel as a result of the actions being taken on the present budget. I believe those were tears of remorse.
Hall and other Democrats say the adjustments made to this year's budget are not sustainable and rely on one-time funding. Pope refutes those claims by saying that the budget is balanced and that revenue is increasing. Either way, Hall and other Democratic lawmakers commend Pope's discipline and hard work.
I believe that time has shown it is not what North Carolina needs to move forward, but he has sincerely tried.
Meanwhile, Lee Roberts, a bank executive from Raleigh, will be stepping into Pope's position. Roberts most recently served as managing director of Piedmont Community Bank Holdings. He says he's excited to take on the new role.
Art Pope's breadth and depth of expertise and experience, both in the public sector and in the private sector, are really unparalleled. So I can't fill Art Pope's shoes, but I'm honored to follow in his footsteps.
Roberts is also the son of political commentator Cokie Roberts. She was NPR's congressional correspondent for more than 10 years. Lee Roberts says he grew up with a lot of conversation about politics around the family table and that it influenced his thinking about public service. Pope will help Roberts make the transition to his new job. Pope's last day will be September 5th. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.